Okay. Did I jump scare you? Hold on, let me get my comments up so I can see what people are saying. Oh my God. I always forget to switch between accounts so I can see everything. Okay. Let's see. Yes, it was Kirby. Yeah. I did it. Mission accomplished. All according to plan. Hello, welcome, and thank you very much for hanging out at the space tonight. So I'm still not really positive what's making my mic go crazy. I've been trying to troubleshoot with tech for a little bit, but it's I don't know. We've come to the conclusion that it might be just a separate issue between two separate mics. Because I have whoa, because I have tried my mic on other computers, but it just hasn't worked. So I was like, well, okay, I guess maybe it's time for another mic. I mean, really, I just got one. I just well, okay. Well, the thing is, you know what? I do. The thing is, you know what? I could, if I really wanted to, I could probably get a microphone and return it if I really wanted to. That's like the Amazon hack, huh? I don't know. Anyway, welcome in. Hi, guys. I like Twitter Spaces just because there's not a lot to I don't know. There's not too much pressure, and I can just chat with the whoa. Who is that? It's probably Mimi. It's probably the cat. But yeah, I can chat with no pressure. Hello, owlwee. Hello. That doesn't even say owlwee, and I said owlwee. Oh, you guys, guess what? I watched Well, I've actually finished. I've gotten two movies down for this year so far. We're a week in. We're about a week into 2024, and I've gotten two movies down. So I don't know what else you can do at this point besides swap hardware, right? I don't think it's a bad idea. Okay, yeah, I'm thinking. You know what? Maybe I'll try it. I'm gonna try it, and then maybe. Because I talked to Iku and Menno today, and I was like, "Do you hear any static through my mic?" And I was using my USB one, and they were like, "Oh, no." And so, what if it's OBS? It could be OBS. I mean, it could be. Honestly, it could be anything at this point. So, if I can return a mic, and if I really, really don't need it, then I feel like what's just a test, right? So, I also have two movies down. Oh my God, what were they? What did you watch? I also want to buy toys for Mimi anyway, so I guess it's time for another Amazon order. Time to use up my Christmas money. Okay. I just want a cheap condenser mic though. I wonder what you call a microphone in French. Microphone or something. Let's see. My God, not the Blue Yeti. I guess it's not a Blue Yeti. It's like a Blue Yeti rip off. Do a clean install of this. Actually, that's actually pretty smart. I might do that because you can you can save scenes in OBS, so it would be easy to just re-import everything. Actually, even if I don't re-import everything, I feel like just a clean wipe or whatever might just I think you might okay, you might be onto something there actually. And just screenshot my filters and stuff just in case. And pretty thin crowd here today. I feel like it's usually pretty thin, is it not? I feel like Twitter spaces are pretty thin. That's fine. I appreciate the thin crowd. I know who the real time laddies are. No. No, I mean it's also to be expected because like I just like don't really have I don't usually have like, oh, I'm gonna do it at this time or like that time. So that's exactly how you say it in French. Oh my God, I'm so glad I've oh my God, I'm learning, you guys. Maybe my French is actually getting better than I thought it was. I should really start doing Duolingo again. Oh my God. Anyway, okay. Let me look for a cheap condenser microphone just to like try it out. You know, just to see like maybe like it could be my girl, I don't know. Oh my God, not the rechargeable Shure ones. That's crazy. This is not really what I'm looking for, like, oh yeah, one of those. Like one of these. Cardioid dynamic. What do you call that? Is it condenser? It's like a condenser mic? Oh my God, not the way cooking chefs? What's that thing called? What's that game called? Airplane Chefs just sent me a notification. Yeah, I just happened to literally be scrolling through Twitter, which is the only reason I saw it pop up. Yeah, see? Like, I don't know, because I was just like, I want to do it before I go to sleep. But, like, I don't really know when I go to sleep anyway, so I'm like, It tends to be around 10, 15 people. It's about 5 right now. Yes, it feels, yeah, actually, feels special. Yes, feels special right now. We're a small crowd. We're a small and intimate crowd. French is a giant pain in the butt. I've known it since I was like 3 and still struggle. Oh my God, wow, please teach me. No. Yeah, I've been like doing Duolingo a little bit, like trying as best I can, but like, well, I shouldn't say that. I shouldn't say that. I haven't been trying that hard. I've been trying as hard as I possibly can without stressing myself out. You know what I mean? Also, I watched the first like two episodes of, or no, the first episode, because I guess it was probably only the first episode of Code Lyoko in French. Not the live action one, but I found the cartoon. I found the cartoon because I was like, dang, it's so hard to understand people when they don't like enunciate, you know? So I was like, maybe I should watch the cartoon. And so I started watching the cartoon a little bit and I was like, dang, this show is kind of like, it's really like, I don't know. It's so like, I don't know. I can't believe I thought this was good when I was little. But hey, you know, it's fine. It's fine. I thought Code Lyoko was the coolest thing ever when I was little. But then, like, now I'm watching it. I was like, dang, like, the plot holes. Like, how did this happen? Like, there's so many questions. But it's like, whatever. It's whatever. I'm just trying to learn French here. Condenser. Okay. I wonder if condenser is condenser in like French. Like, intimate, she says. Yeah, intimate. Coco, what do you have for job? Welcome in. Make sure to purchase every day or Duel can have your family. Duel's really insistent with like the emails. I don't really get a lot of these. Maybe I disabled notifications on my phone, that's why. But like they're really insistent with the emails. I kind of want to unsubscribe. How do they sound in French? Can we talk about odd? Because odd, I wasn't really sure. I was like, is this a joke? Because like odd like talks with like odd. Well, first of all, they're all voiced by like women, clearly. But like odd didn't even try. Like whoever voiced odd, like whoa, I thought it was a joke. Hope everyone's having a lovely day and night. And yes, it's been pretty good so far, I think. I am sort of avoiding my tasks. I need to do stuff for school, but oh gosh, I don't know. I don't know. Home dancer. It is for kids. I know, I just like didn't think, like I thought it was a little bit more, I don't know, like because you think of like Avatar, The Last Airbender or whatever, and like that's like, I don't know, like I feel like the story is pretty like well done. I mean, not that I've seen the whole thing, but it's like, oh, you have all these like nations and they all can like bend different elements, and then you have the Avatar and like you have these siblings who are like going out on an adventure, you know. It's like they you have like a story, but like for Code Lyoko, I mean, there's a story, but like you jump into the story and it's like, whoa, like what? Because all of a sudden, like Mr. Jeremy is there. He's like, I found a supercomputer underneath the school, and I hacked it. And there's this girl in the computer, and she doesn't know who she is, but I know how to do all of it. Like he is like super genius. He hacks like everything. He knows how to use all the programs. Like he knows how to do everything. And it's like, how did this happen? Like, why are you this smart? Like, what's your backstory? You don't get any backstories. Like, it is really cheesy. So the Kevins return to the past, literally. Friendships are horrible. Really? Is that, like, the case of, like, everything? I really wanted to try watching Miraculous Ladybug, too, but in French, in the original. Please make sure to sleep. Don't push it out too much. God bless again. I'm just gonna cram it all tomorrow. I mean, this is so, like, classic. It's so classic, but, like, I'm just gonna cram it all tomorrow. I think I have, like, one or two quizzes. Like, just online quizzes. And then I gotta do other things. I have assignments to finish up. That one's not gonna take too long, though. And then I have some other things to do. Yeah, it's okay. Yeah, I'll be fine. I think that if I just... Also, I'm really debating if I want to do... Actually, I don't know. I'm trying to think. Maybe I'll do that on Monday? I don't know. I'm thinking I just want to do... Actually, no. I'm going to wait. I'm going to buy a microphone now. Wait till it comes in and then test it out. And like, I'm going to do like an unarchived karaoke or something. We'll see. I don't know, you guys. AI girl. That is what happens in Code Lyoko. It's like, I guess she's not AI. She's just like this girl. She's like, and she's in this virtual world and she doesn't know why she's there. And Jeremy's like, I want to get her out. Yeah, and there's like monsters and stuff, and then he like wraps all some like somehow like gets all his friends involved. They're not even friends at the start of the series, but like he gets them all these people involved, and like they all go to Lyoko, and they all fight the monsters with their like superpowers. All of a sudden, this is like first episode stuff, and like you already have like really intense sexual tension between some of the characters in episode one. And it's like, whoa, like. Yeah. He's a super genius, but he never learned the copy-paste command. He's crazy. That kid's crazy. I don't remember the slightest thing about Code Lyoko, and then the theme was just served by Mary. Yeah. What is it? That's good. That's a good one. That is a good opening. Avatar is definitely an outlier for kids' TV shows. I guess so. I guess that's true. You don't find a lot of kids' TV shows with actual plots. I'm trying to think what I watched as a kid that had a plot. I guess nothing. I guess all the anime that I watched. Speaking of which, I rewatched. I know this is really like timely and maybe like, yeah, I guess timely. but I was rewatching Tokyo Magnitude 8.0, and like it's not as good as I remember, low-key. Like it's still okay. I mean, like it's still okay, but like I remember it being like really good, but it's, I don't know, it was just like, it was all right. Did you get involved in an issue? Not yet, which is why I'm thinking I'll probably just like, I guess I'll try to uninstall the OBS. The thing is, like, maybe it's the noise gate, because I tried to get rid of the noise gate, and it was still there, so that's why it's like, maybe not, I don't know. But yeah, we were saying earlier, like, maybe I should just try to, like, uninstall OBS entirely, which honestly might be a pretty good idea. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Makongomori, hello, welcome in. Haven't seen Code Lyoko in like 20 plus years, do not remember sexual tension. Yeah, because Yumi and Ulrich are like, they're like in love or whatever, and then Ailita and Jeremy are like, eventually they become a thing, I think, like after she like comes to the real world or something. And then there's, like, the girl who's, like, Sissy, that's her name. She's, like, really obsessed with Ulrich. I love their names are so, like, I don't know. They're very, Oh, like they're very easy to tell like where each character's from. I guess besides like Sissy, but like you have like Ulrich like Stern or something, and you have like Jeremy Belpois. It's like what's the most French name you could think of? And then like Yumi, I mean Yumi's Japanese, so she has her like Japanese last name. I forgot what her name is, but when you use the materialization program to prove why do you trying to remember so much about Koliuko? I just started over because I didn't remember what happened. During my Yumi and couldn't use it, and I later I was shutting this common program. He it's kid show. Super question, I tried recording something directly into Audacity with something plugged in. Oh, I was the thing is like I don't know how to record with my own like my OBS things because it's not like it's only o in OBS, right? I did talk on Discord a little bit today with Gen 1, and apparently there was no static with my USB mic, but I'm pretty positive the issue with the USB mic is the noise from my computer fan, right? We talked about that a little bit because it's like I don't know. I mean, it gets you can you start to hear it when my computer fan gets really loud, but like it's always been really loud. So I'm like, does it really change? Like if anything, it's only gotten like a minuscule bit louder, maybe. So like I'm like, is it really that? But that's all I can think of. I don't know. Anyway, but yeah, I think I'll try. I guess I'll try with different hardware. If I'm getting cutouts with a new mic and a new interface, then that's definitely an internal issue or like an OBS issue or something. Because my mic was cutting off on Discord for a while. So okay, hold on. Let me just stop talking and actually just. Condensateur. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Amazon suggestion. Condensateur. That's not an XLR, though. I want one that has an XLR so I can test it out. XLR. XL with something. That's really cheap. It's not like I want a cheap mic though. I'm just want to look for more microphone, USB, cardioid, and condenser. It has a really good rating, but it's really cheap. I don't know if I want to get something that cheap. Have the same issue with my laptop and fan USB mic. Oh, the static noises? Discord randomly cuts people out, so I'm thinking maybe there's someone I didn't notice. So maybe it is. Well, it was cutting out on. Well, it was cutting out on Discord before really noticeably. Like I could tell that my green thing on Discord wasn't lighting up at all, and I was like, "What?" I was so annoyed. But yeah, it does cut people off. Menno, we can never understand like half of what Menno's saying on Discord because like her mic or Discord is like cutting her off. You know what? I bet Menno has I bet she has that like crisp noise filter thing turned on because her voice like is so like soft and like that like Discord's probably registering it as noise. USB mics pick up the fan. Okay. MXL 990. Okay, I'm gonna look at it. Whoa, Mimi definitely did something though. Oh, cone condenser. Cone condenser. Can you turn if it doesn't work out? Yeah, I think that's what I'm gonna do. MXL 990. MXL 990. Oh, that looks nice. And it would come tomorrow. Oh, okay. Was like, tomorrow, but tomorrow because tomorrow, not tomorrow as in like today tomorrow. Okay, I know. Okay, I know. Okay, I get it. If you think that one's like, I think that one's like pretty good, I might just try it out. Just try it out to try it out. I wonder if this would fit. Well, if it doesn't fit on, I'm trying to think where. Maybe it'll fit on my mic arm. I don't understand anything that says anyways. You know what? I understand your struggle. I think someone's background noise, right? CRISPR is pretty strong, so with metals was possible. Yeah, that's honestly, like, I think that CRISPR, like, I'm sure it thinks like half her talking is just noise. Cause like we never know what she's saying. Okay. Dingo, would you recommend this? What do you use it for? What do you use this mic for? Just to like talk to the bros? Talk to the bros or like do you use it for like meetings and stuff? Meetings and do you record anything? I guess it doesn't really matter. I just need to test it out, see if it cuts out or not. But... What is that? I guess I'll just get this one. Because it's Prime and it's going to come tomorrow, so... It's got good ratings, on Amazon at least. What does it come with? Oh, there's a shock mount. That's cool. What if that'll fit on my... It should come with a shock absorber valve that'll fit in your boom arm plus a KC on the switch and damage when you set it back. Recording. Oh! Not the way I saw that, and I was like, oh my god, what? Didn't know that was your hobby. Menno surprises our love here. We love Menno. We love Menno even if we can't understand what she's saying like half the time. It's just. Just for Discord or a podcast one, it sounds decent and cheap. Would be good to test with. Okay, thank you. I'm just gonna get it. It's off. It's 19% off right now, so. Okay, I'll put this in and then I'm gonna buy some toys for my cat. No, it's asking me if I want insurance. No messy. And then cat toys. I wanna buy one of those like toys that come in like packs of like 30 something. So, like, I think she's getting bored with my, like, homemade, like, aluminum foil balls, you know? I'm just wondering, like, she doesn't really like, she doesn't really like, I don't think she likes catnip, or maybe it's just the catnip that I got for her. Like, I'm not really sure what her deal is, but... okay, this one comes with 32 pieces. Like, that's a lot. 32 toys? It's a lot of toys. Hi, Ali's not shopping. Yeah, I'm always like debating. I'm like, oh, you know, I need to buy this, I need to buy that. And I never do, so. Kitty, yeah, how's Mimi doing? How's been good recently? Mimi's been pretty good recently. You know, I think probably because like I let her in, like I let her under the covers, but like she's been sleeping like in my arms recently, and I'm like, oh, it's so cute. Like, she'll put her, like, head on my shoulder and, like, she'll, like, squeeze into the spot between, like, my arm and the rest of my body. She sleeps, like, at my side, pretty much, and, like, it's really cute. Also, CRISPR AI models only trained with male gamer voices, so it has a rough time filtering emotes as accurately. That actually makes sense. I don't know if that's true, but that would make sense, honestly. Make cat more fun. Wow. I love... Oh, it's written in Comic Sans, and it says, make cat more fun. It says, anxiety, no lonely, no damage, and no obesity. Eliminate boredom. Washable, soft, safety. What is this fish thing? Do cats actually like this? Interactive, intelligence, relieve anxiety, kill time, molar, cat toy, catnip. Maybe it is like catnip infused or something. It's got good ratings, I don't know. Cute, right? Oh my god. My dog does the same thing with my dad. He finds a way to snuggle up. My dad is the cutest thing. Yeah, it's so cute. And like animals like snuggle up too. I wasn't expecting like a cat to be so like affectionate. I guess that's just like my image of cats. That makes me want a cat so badly. Let's twin. Let's twin with our cats. I found out a few days ago that some cats don't like catnip. I also found out that I can grow it. Nice. So yeah. I'll be growing some of the cats. You're gonna start catnip dealing. There we go. My female friends get filter records right. Really? You know what? I kind of do too sometimes. So I guess that would make sense. Okay, I'm adding these cat toys to my cart too. I'm going to use them sparingly, though, because I want to make them last, like, the 16-year-olds that I was say 17. But 17-year-olds, well, but a lot of these are, like, just balls or whatever, but, like, I don't know, I feel like that's, like, that's a, I mean, it's a price, I guess. It's whatever, you know, like, just, like, whatever. Yeah, that's okay. It's fine. 32, like, that's a lot. Okay, I'm going to buy these things. On Amazon. Yeah, if I don't like the mic, I can just take it back. Or, like, if it doesn't seem to work, like, yeah. Okay. Order. Ooh, yay! Okay. Hopefully, so this is gonna come on Monday, so I'll test it out on Monday. Yeah, then we'll see. I'll see if you make tea out of it. Really? Out of catnip? That's interesting. Okay. Cool. I got some amazing gift cards for Christmas. I will get a nice. I was thinking about cosplay. I was thinking about cosplay recently, but then like I asked my friend, I was like, do you cosplay anymore? Because like we're talking about going to like a con next year. And she's like, yeah, do you cosplay anymore? Because I haven't been to like a con in the US for like a really long time. But like she was like, she's like, yeah. I was like, do you cosplay? She's like, no. I was like, oh, okay. Mm-mm-mm. I'm glad for the Allium. Allium church with you. Allium with you too. Yeah, so hopefully, I guess when this mic comes in, I'll try to test it out. It's a little bit, I don't know. It's not, like, hard to test it well, but, like, the thing is, like, because the other day, too, I might have to do another, like, gorilla or, like, an unarchived karaoke, maybe, or something, because, like, it's so hard. Like, it's so hard to tell when, because when I start a stream, like, I'll be testing forever and be like, okay, like, it sounds good, you know, and then, like, I'll start streaming, and I'm like, yeah, we're doing so well. I'm like, you guys, it sounds so good. And then, like, it stops working partway through, and I'm like, really? You know, like even last time, like, I feel like last stream, we went, like, a good half an hour, 45 minutes before anything happened. Maybe even more, I don't know. I don't know. You know, that's why it's annoying. Like, if it was doing that the whole time, like, it'd be easy, but it's not, so. I feel like cosplay makes the con 5 times as hard. Oh, because, like, you gotta walk around in it. Who would you cosplay as if you were going to do a cosplay today? Yeah, it might be Frieren. It might be Frieren because, like, I don't know, but I really wanna do, like, a Frieren cosplay with Iku. Like, I think that'd be really cute, but, like, I don't know, like, I know that, like, I think the heights would work pretty well too, and I think, like, her style, I feel like Fern's, like, the way that she dresses is very similar to Iku, like, IRL, like, the, like, her normal, like, black cape, although Iku doesn't, or, like, jacket or whatever, like, Iku doesn't, not like that, but, like, she sort of, like, Iku wears, like, longer dresses and, like, longer skirts and stuff, so I think I would, I think I would cosplay Frieren if I were to cosplay somewhere today. But my only issue is that I've cosplayed Nenma before, and, like, white, but I don't know, the white hair really only looks good on, like, anime characters, you guys. I'm not, like, gonna lie. Well, that's not true. I guess it can look good if you, like, try hard enough, but, like, I don't feel like it looks good on me personally. I don't know. Maybe I'm just, like, overthinking that. I'm like, Yeah, I don't know. If you do a member stream and see how it goes, let me know some tests. Yeah, I'll definitely do, like, a gorilla or, like, unarchived or something. I'll do a call with a non weeb friend. He showed up in a giant shrimp costume. We got a lot of did you fry that rice jokes. Oh my god, wait, that's kind of funny. I like the spirit, though. Like, even if your friend, like, wasn't a weeb, like, the fact that they showed up in costume, like, that's pretty. They got the spirit. Yeah, Hime has fur. I feel like it'd look really good, you know? Yeah, I think that. Yeah. We were talking about how Mena would play the. Oh no, I forgot his name. It's been a while since I watched Frieren because I want to binge it. So I haven't watched it in a while. But, oh no, what's his name? The dwarf? Aizen? Is that his name? We were joking that Mena should cause my eyes. Oh my god. Oh, in a dress. I feel like I haven't worn a dress in a really long time, just because, like, that's not really the style here. Well, maybe it is, but, like, I don't know, French people look a lot better in dresses because, like, they're tall and stuff. Or, like, yeah. But I do have skirts. Like, I have shorter skirts. That's about it. Yeah. Iku would make a good friend. I think, like, yeah, I think it'd be really cute. Graying hair was all the rage a few years ago. Yeah, my aunt, the one that I'm really close to, like, she dyed her hair is, like, silver now. It's, like, silver, because she just, like, dyed it. She started graying, and she was like, I don't care. She's, like, dyed it all gray. White. If I was approaching my gray hairs that way, I would have already dyed my hair gray, but, I'm not. I'm in denial. No, I'm not. But, like, everyone asks me, is that your natural hair color? And I'm like, yes. And, like, everyone asks, like, do you have gray hair? And I have to say, yes. Every time. I'm just like, yes, I do. Yes, I do. And Minnow, every time she sees me, she's like, oh, Jen, your hair is getting gray, more gray. And I'm like, yeah, I know. It's, yeah, I guess it's just, that's my genetics. That's how I'm working. And she's like, are you stressed? And I'm like, no. I was going to dress, I believe. Depends. I think it depends on the kind of dress, but like I think I can. I can. I might look okay, maybe. I don't know. Hello, my skirts. I usually wear them with like anime t-shirts. Oh, but whenever I wear a skirt, she's so cute. I feel that. I feel that. I remember the first time not the first time, but like one of the first times, or like the first time I wore a skirt, like out of my own, like out of my own free will. No, because like when I was little, like I was like, I'm not gonna. I don't like skirts. I don't like skirts. I don't know. Like I was a big tomboy. I mean, I still kind of am, but like I was a big tomboy for a really long time. I was like, no skirts, no dresses, like ew. But finally, when I was like 17, I think, and it was like my first time in Japan, and it was so hot. It was so hot, and like I had brought a skirt that because like oh god, it must have been like the weeb in me that was like, oh my god, I'm in Japan, maybe I have to wear a mini skirt now. No. I don't know, like I'm not sure what prompted this decision, but like my friend had like left a mini skirt at my house, like on accident when she slept over, and I was like, I'm just gonna take this. And so like I did. No, I gave it to Menno, but like yeah, it's just like really simple. I'm thinking of buying another one, but that's okay. Gray hair is peak. You know what? I'm glad that you think so, because someday I'm gonna be really gray, because I'm already graying, and I've been graying since I was like in high school, I swear. The most ancient timekeeper. Is that what it means? Does that mean that I'm like just secretly a boomer? I see you dyed it lavender. She's made. That's true. You know what? Maybe I should dye my hair. No. I could actually do that though. Like I could actually dye my hair lavender. Oh, that would look weird though. I don't know. Ash gray looks pretty good, not gonna lie. That's what my aunt has. That's gonna be me someday, I feel like. Gray hair can start pretty young. My uncle went gray at 25. Yeah, like my uncle said the same thing. He was like, oh, you're just like me. Like I started going gray at like 17. I was like, oh no. Some people rock that lighter hair color. Yeah, I've never had really light hair though. I think that's just why like I'd be nervous to try it like really light. It's late for me, so I gotta go sleep now. Have a good night, Ellie. Thank you for coming. I hope you have a good rest. A good rest. At least you're not balding. That's true. That is very true. That is very true. But yeah, I don't know. The gray hair is like, yes. Never had hair. But like in the same regard, like I feel like some people can really rock like the bald head, right? Like, I don't know. I remember like I had teachers, or a teacher, a specific teacher actually in high school that I was like, yeah, like that's a dude. Like, I don't know, the baldness like really suits this dude, you know. I don't know. Speaking of school, like I've been having like dreams. Well, not have been, but like I have dreams sometimes where I'm skipping class for some reason or another, and like I always have to like there's this moment where I stop and I think to myself and I'm like, is this the day? Like, is like, I only have a limited amount of times I can skip before like I end up failing the class. Is it today? And like, I always wake up like not knowing. Been rocking your hair since my teens. We're glad we're on the same team. Oh my god, yeah. I don't know. Everyone likes to comment about it, especially like when you're young. When you're young and have like pretty noticeable gray hairs, like people really like to comment. I got my hair cut. Tokimomo cut my hair when I was back in the States. It was pretty cool. I'm pretty short now. Okay, I wasn't sure whether I wasn't sure whether I could like tweet about this or like yeah, I wasn't sure if I could tweet about this, and like I don't think I'm gonna ever, or at least for the foreseeable future, talk about this on stream. But like, can I talk about like the microaggressions and like the racism that I have faced since coming to France? Like, can I just like complain about this for a second? Because like I am appalled. Like, we are in a first world country. Like, what? Anyway. I've been having similar dreams except, like, missing a test. Oh, my goodness. I've been in school forever. Yeah, I have those, too. I have those, too. Even when, like, I wasn't in school. Yeah, I miss, like, a test or I, like, don't study for something. I had a dream where, like, I was, like, doing a stage play or something and I had just completely forgotten to memorize my lines. Anyway, yeah, microaggressions and racism. So, like, the thing is, like, I don't know, like, I've never really, like, very thankfully, like, I've never really been in a place where I've experienced that many microaggressions. Like, I don't know. Like, thankfully, my hometown is really just, like, I don't know, it was very, like, diverse, and it was, like, very diverse, and, like, I never felt like a minority, and, like, I wasn't, at that point, like, I wasn't, because, like, it was pretty diverse, and, like, going to Japan, I think I've talked about this before, but I was, like, very, it was, like, very easy for me to, like, blend in Japan, and, like, no one ever really questioned, like, my ethnicity, even though I'm not Japanese, but no one ever questioned it, and everyone just, you know, everyone thought I was Japanese, which is, like, fine. I mean, because, like, I mean, for me, it meant, like, I wasn't standing out, and I guess the only thing, if anything, like, I kind of wish I stood out a little bit more in Japan, just because, like, I would go out to, like, dinners, or, like, I go out to, like, bars or whatever, or, like, wherever. Like, I go out with, like, my like, white friends. I'd go with my white friends, and then, like, people at, like, the bars or wherever we're at, like, they'd be like, oh, like, to, like, my white friends, you know, they're like, oh, your Japanese is so good, and I'm like, you know, like, they get, like, Nihongo Josu'd. They get Nihongo Josu'd, and I'm like, excuse me, where's my Nihongo Josu'd? Anyway. But, like, I don't know, like, I've just never experienced really being a minority, you know, like, and yes, like, discrimination and racism and everything, like, exists wherever you go, like, in Japan, yes, like, very much so, and then, like, in the States, too, like, definitely depending on where you live, and, you know, it's a problem wherever you go, but, like, I cannot explain the level of just, like, ignorance that I've, like, you guys, like, I've never been, I guess, like, yeah, no matter, like, where I went, like, in the U.S. or whatever, like, if anything, not even microaggressions, but, like, I would get spoken to in, like, Chinese when I go to Chinatown in the States. Like, I get spoken to in Chinese. But that's, like, okay, sure. Like, that doesn't, like, you know, it's just people are very clearly judging me by the way I look, and I'm like, I'm sorry, I can't speak Chinese. Your English, I get that your English is so good, and I'm like, oh, thanks, great. In Japan, you get handed chopsticks instead of fork. Yeah, they're like, I mean, I don't need the English menu, but if I did, I'd be like, hi, can I have the English menu? I would say, can I have the English menu in Japanese? And they'd be like, what? So you're remarkably unremarkable, especially in Japan. But, like, it's because I blend in, and, like, and most people, like, don't, like, I don't know. Do you look Chinese? Do I look Chinese? I don't know. Like, you'd have to ask someone else, because I don't know. Some people get it right on the nose. I'm not gonna, like, talk too much about, like, my own ethnicity, but, like, a lot of people, like, get it. When they get it, they're, like, they're so right. But, like, other times, I've had someone guess correctly. Like, I'm not, like, full. Well, I am full Asian. I'm just not full, like, I don't know. Like, I'm full Asian. I'm just not, like, I'm just different kinds of Asian. And so someone got it really right on the nose one time, but there are some ethnicities that I really don't look like I could be. Like, I mean, clearly no one has ever been like, oh my god, are you white? Like, are you? I'm like, no, but, like, I've gotten, like, I will say that I don't look Korean, but I've gotten Korean one time. I've gotten everything imaginable, which is why I don't think, maybe I don't look like any specific like ethnicity. However, the people, some people do get it really right when they get it right. But I've gotten everything. I've gotten everything from like Thai to like Korea to like, I don't know what else you could get, but I've gotten everything imaginable. I feel like I'm sheltered by my city, so I haven't really seen that stuff firsthand. Me too. I felt that way too. Like, I had never experienced anything. Never any microaggressions. I guess the thing that's like closest where I like felt like it was perhaps because like of like the stereotype maybe was like when we got our test back in like science class one time, and one of the like quote-unquote like popular girls like turned around to me. She was like, I bet you got a full score, didn't you? And I was like, I had like a C. like a C plus. I was like, you are so funny. But I think that was more like, just because I was the quiet kid in high school and not so much because of my ethnicity. Yeah, I don't know. I mostly get Korean, Japanese. Yeah. I've gotten Japanese. Yeah. I'm ethnically Chinese, but the people here just use every Asian language known and assume I can't speak the local language. Oh, that's interesting. The universal Asian. Yeah, I guess it's just like harder to pinpoint. Whereas maybe my parents are a little bit easier to tell. I don't know. Well, I will say that neither of my parents are Japanese. Because if they're, maybe my mom, if you really tried hard enough, like maybe, but there is no way. Like, my parents do not like Japanese. Like, when they were in Japan, like, my parents would stick out in Japan like a sore thumb just because they don't look Japanese. But they're not white. Anyway. I feel I'm pinpointing at this anymore than I could have. I'm too much of a bored white man to be able to tell. And you know, like, I would not hold that against like anyone. Like, being a boring white man, like, that's you're valid, you know? Like, that's totally fine. But like, I think the issue is when you're like, okay, so let me talk about what I've gone through here. Like, so I didn't think that people like ni-hao'd like other people. Like, I don't know. Like, I didn't. Well, I mean, I did know that happened. I did know that happened, but like, I didn't know it would. I didn't know that would happen to me in like France. Like, it's just, we are in a first world country. Like, I don't know. Like, I don't know, maybe I didn't get the memo on, like, Europeans or, like, racist. Did I not get that memo? Like, one of my friends said the other day, they were like, yeah, I hear Parisians are racist. And I was like, was I the one that didn't get that memo? Like, I don't know. When I'm at the Korean airport, I've had to tell them to speak to me in Korean, so I feel like I'm hard to tell. That might be true. Unless your passport is, like, not... because they might judge you on your passport, because I get judged on my passport, especially in Japan. But yeah, I don't know. I've gotten a "you're all right" for one of them comment. That's crazy. Condolences for any discrimination you and everyone else dealt with. Thank you. Yeah, it's... I knew it existed. Of course I know it exists. And, like, I've taken classes about it, and, like, I've heard about it, and I've heard things from, like, friends about it. Like, I don't know, but, like, when you're experiencing it for yourself, it's like, whoa, like, this, like, you can't, like, I don't know, like, you can't make this shit up, you know? Like, I've heard of the Asian hate, especially during the pandemic. I heard about that even in my own city, and I was, like, really disappointed, because, like, I had never experienced any sort of, like, racism or whatever in my hometown before, but alas. But yeah, like, so there was, so I've gotten ni-hao'd a few times. There were these children or like younger people on the bus, and they were like, annyeonghaseyo, And I was like, ooh, not Korean. It's like not Korean, but they like were asking, they were like, K-pop? K-pop? And I was like, I sure. They were like, Blackpink? And I was like, don't know, but sure. Like that sort of stuff. And then like but let me tell you guys, like what I the other day was the craziest. Like so I was out the other day. I was out like okay, so I was like out like shopping with like a Japanese friend, and there was this like white man in the grocery store, and he goes like he stops us and he goes like I don't know what he said because he was speaking French and I don't speak French. But he stops like me and like my Japanese friends, and he's like, oh, like where are you like from or whatever, or like I don't know what he was saying, but then like my friends were like, oh, we're Japanese or whatever. And I was like, well, I'm not, you know, I'm not Japanese. So I was just sitting there, and this white man, he turns to my friends and he's like, respect. He goes like, oh, respect, like samurai respect. And I was like, whoa. And so like this dude wouldn't stop saying samurai, right? And he was like, respect, respect, or whatever. And he like motions like pulling out a sword and everything. And I know the K-pop blues are so funny. The Korean blues are so funny to me. I was like, I'm sorry, I know like nearly nothing about K-pop, but I will sure I'll go along with this. Anyway, so he's like, yeah, I'm a samurai. He like pulls out, and like my friends are like, huh, or you know. And then like he turns to me and he's like, oh, are you like, yeah, I don't know what he said because he was speaking French, but he said something like, oh, you're like Chinese or something, or this and then the other. And I was like, I'm American. I said, I'm American. And he said, what? Like, no way. Like, pretty much, like, he was saying, like, you can't be American. And, like, this is gonna sound, I told Iku this, and she was like, that sounds like it came out of, like, that sounds like the most, like, stereotypical racism that you would see in, like, a book or, like, a TV show. But, like, he goes, like, I'm like, yeah, so I'm like, I'm American. And he goes, no, you're not. And like he like oof, you guys, it like hurts me to say this, but like he did that thing where like you pull your you know, like he pulled like back his eyes, like to make him squinty or whatever. And I was like, excuse me. Like, are you kidding me? Like, I believe I'm in a developed country, but I could be wrong. Oh no, I know. No way, right? Like, what do you mean? Oh my God, I was so like, I was like, leave. Literally leave. But it's like, and I know that you can be like that. You could be like, oh, you know, but like, you know, he didn't. You could say, like, I don't know. You could say, like, he was just a weirdo, right? Like, he was just a weirdo. Like, not everyone's like that. And, like, of course, but, like, if there's one, like, there's gonna be others. Like, and this is a bad comparison, but, like, if there's one murderer in this world, there's gonna be other murderers in this world. If there's one serial killer, there's gonna be other serial killers. Like, you know, like, oh my God, like, bro has zero risks. I know. I'm like, is this how you talk to people? Like, I've been hit by that a few times. Really? That's insane. Yeah, I've never had to deal with that being in the US. I think I might have received like an Asian comment one time. Well, I was like, it's like on the 4th of July, but I couldn't really tell because it was just someone shouting from their car, and I'm not sure if they were shouting at me or not. But yeah, people are actually insane. I was so like, and then he was like, oh, you should smile or whatever. Maybe it looked like I was pissed off, which is probably correct. I was like doing my best to be like, okay, you're like, haha, okay, bye. Like, but he was like, okay, you should smile. Nice meeting you. Give me like a fist bump and left. And I was like, that was the most surreal thing I've ever experienced in my life. If anything like that happens to you in the US, I will sue them. Thank you. Thank you. I'm glad, like, okay. I'm glad that we're on the same page about this, because I was like, wow, people are like this, you know? You know what I'm saying, though? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. You could say it's like the not. I saw this TikTok that makes me laugh. I saved it because I was like, honestly, you're so right, and that's funny. There was this girl, and she goes, she's like, it's not all men, but if someone gave you a box of chocolates and said one of them was a piece of poo, then you would be scared too. I was like, okay, you're right. But yeah, like, that's, I don't know, that's how I feel. Like, oh, like, of course not all French people are like that. Of course that's true. Like, I've met French people so far who are, like, pretty decent people, you know? They're fine. But, like, dang. I don't know. It's like, you could just say, oh, that was a weirdo. He was just that one weirdo. But, like, doesn't mean there's not others out there, you know? Like, I don't know. Yeah, the you should smile more. I know. Oh, my God. Yeah, the red flag textbook. Oh, my God. I can't believe. Yeah. And it's, like, the fact that you would, like, stop someone when they're just, like, out shopping with their friends. Like, what? Like, that's so insane. Like, people are minding their own business. And it's very, like, I don't know. It's surprising to me because, like Japan, there's a lot of microaggressions in Japan. And, like, Japan is very, like, unknowingly racist in a lot of ways. I don't think Japan realizes that it's racist. Like, maybe this man didn't realize they're being racist either. I don't know. But, like, but a lot of people don't realize they're being racist when they actually are. And, like, I don't know. But for, like, Japan, it's, as much as I, like, don't want to give anyone, like, a pass for being racist, like, if I was born and raised in Japan in the same environment, with the same values, like, okay, like, I can see, because it's, like, you grow up and everyone, like, looks like you. There's not a lot of diversity, and, like, it's when you are, like, faced with, and just because, like, a lot of the foreigners that live in Japan, the people who don't look like you, a lot of them are tourists, and so you just, like, grow up thinking, like, anyone who doesn't look like me, he must be a tourist, you know? Like, I don't know. But, and, like, but, like, here, it's not even, like, it's not diverse. There are people of all sorts of ethnicities and immigrants here, too, so why wouldn't you, like, I don't know, it's like, do you go outside? Maybe I'm more socially adjusted than I thought. Me too. Me too. I've learned that too. I'm like, oh my God, I'm doing fine. Yeah. Speechless. I was speechless. That was insane. That was insane. Japan feels like they're scared of foreigners. They kind of are. They kind of are, but that's just because, like, they're scared of a lot of things. I feel like people in Japan are just scared of a lot of things, and that's, like, including, not exclusive to, like, foreigners. Like, a lot of people are, I've met a lot of Japanese people who, like, don't want to leave the country. They're like, why would I want to leave Japan? Like, it's wonderful. They're like, which is true. I think Japan's wonderful, but they're like, oh, like, outside is scary. They're like, oh, like, I'm really scared to go abroad because I don't know English, and I feel like it's unsafe. Like, I feel like something's gonna happen. Like, I'm like, well, okay, I guess. Like, That's fine. I mean, like, I guess there are a lot of people in the States too who never leave the States. Maybe not a lot, but there's a pretty good number of people that have never gone outside of the US. Which is like, I mean, not everyone has the privilege to go outside of the US. So I don't think that it's like crazy. I don't think that it's crazy, but like the sentiment of like, I don't want to go outside my country because it's dangerous is like, oh, well, okay, I guess. Like, yeah, I feel Japan is like a great tourist place, but I don't know if I'll be able to live there. I think it definitely takes a certain type of person to live in Japan. And I think I am that sort of person, but even for me, it was a bit tough sometimes. Yeah, it definitely. I don't think Japan is an e easy. I don't think it's an easy place to live by any means. Because it has its own issues. Like you will, like I think you can feel really alone in Japan. Like I had lots and lots of times where I just felt like very alone. And honestly, almost all of my friends walking out of Japan, walking out of Japan. Now, having left Japan, most of my friends who I've retained from Japan are like foreigners, foreigners and friends who I've already had, friends who I made before I went to Japan. And I don't know if there are any Japanese friends I have are they speak English really well, or like they're very interested in going abroad, or like they have more of like this sort of like outward mindset where they're like, I want to travel, and like I want to live like abroad, and I want to do like this, and I studied abroad, this whatever. Like those are the only people who are like Japanese nationals that I'm friends with, that I continue to be friends with like today. So yeah. Knowing English is a big buff. That is very true. Knowing English is a huge buff. Yeah, because because Japanese is only used like in Japan, so it is. I can understand the sentiment that it's hard, especially if you don't know English. But like, I don't know, the reason of like I'm gonna get my stuff stolen, which is, I mean, could be true, but like I'm gonna get my stuff stolen, or like something's gonna happen to me, or like outside of Japan is dangerous, is like, wow, that's like, I don't know, it's just, I feel like it's a very limiting sort of mindset. If you're, I don't know, if you're not financially able to travel, or like you have other reasons that like prevent you from traveling, like I think that's totally valid. But like, just because like I'm gonna go outside of my country, if I go outside of my country, like something bad is gonna happen to me, it's like, whoa. It's like, wow, you must think the world is a really horrible place. Sometimes it can be. How do you compare living in Japan and in France? I've learned that Japan is like a really easy country to live in. Like it's very easy to live on your own in Japan compared to other countries. France, I guess. But yeah, the racism is really big. It's not super clean. I mean, Japan in Tokyo, certain parts of Tokyo are not very clean either, but like public restrooms, oh, the public restrooms are so nice in Japan. I miss the public restrooms, like I miss the konbini, like I miss being able to like, I don't know, just go to the grocery store and buy a meal for myself that I'm going to make that day. Like going grocery shopping every like other day or every 3 days, maybe, not even, I don't know. But like here I only go once a week because I try to buy things in bulk because the store isn't super close, and like they only sell things in bulk, which is like very like, America's like the same, but I've never had to live by myself in America either. So it's like, I don't know. It's hard. It's like hard to live alone here. I've had to cook a lot more, which is kind of like, oh no, first world problem. Oh, he has to cook now? No way. But like, I don't know. It was really easy to be an adult. It was really easy to do adult things in Japan, whereas I feel like here it's just a lot harder to go about your like daily life, right, I suppose. Yeah. I don't think I'd be able to hold an office job, would have to be a community worker or something. Yeah, I mean, like, Japan is, are you, do you mean, like, by, for flexibility or for language purposes, language-wise? Because language skills wise, like, I guess that makes sense. But like, I guess time flexibility too, because convenient or like part time work is just a little bit more flexible in general. And honestly, some Japanese companies, like their pay, their starting pay, it's like absolute crap, you know? Hey, Ali, hello, welcome in. Philippines get that reputation a lot, which stereotype is a very dangerous country. Oh, really? I don't know. I guess I've never really thought about that. That's interesting, though. That's interesting that that's a stereotype. I don't know. I have some friends from the Philippines. And do I have, I should only say a few because I don't really, but I don't know. I mean, I've always kind of wanted to visit. Playing devil's advocate, I was terrified for my life wandering the streets of DC at night. I think you've mentioned before that safe nightlife is pretty valuable. That's 100% true. Which is why I would go back to Japan, which is why I would live in Japan long term, because as much as I like my family and friends and like the life that I, the comfortable lifestyle that I have in the States, like it's hard to go out at night and like feel safe. It's hard to, even in the day, I shouldn't even say at night, it's hard to go out any time of the day and feel safe, which is like a big thing because like I just want to go out and live my life, you know, like I want some freedom and like, you know, not feel like I'm going to get like killed or like mugged. But that is the reality of the States being a small female as well. So yeah, you're definitely right about that. I think it's just like, you know, like, I don't know, like, I'm not telling you to like live outside Japan, but I think some people in Japan, I mean, I would be comfortable in Japan too. I'm not even going to lie. If I was Japanese and I was raised like that, I would also not want to leave. Like, I don't know, I think life experience wise, no. But yeah, the US is scary. I would be scared of the US. you could get pre-made meals that wouldn't kill you in Japan. Yep, that is, it's pretty big. The work culture, yeah. The work culture, it's not, that is not it. That's the thing for me too. Like, I don't know if I could live in Japan and be like, I don't know if I could live in Japan on a Japanese, not on a, well, the Japanese salary isn't great too. So like, but I wouldn't want to work for like your very stereotypical Japanese company because they are, from what I hear, it just doesn't sound great. Was it Southeast Asia? I guess so, maybe. I don't know, like, I suppose, if you, like, play into the stereotypes, but, like, I don't know, I feel like a lot of Americans have this sort of, like, ooh, Europe, you know, like, Europe is such a great place to vacation, and I suppose it is, but I guess not a lot of people think to go to, like, Asia, unless you're, like, an adventurer or whatever. No, I don't know, unless you're a weeb, too. That was me. As they say, everywhere is safer if you're in Florida. Honestly, I believe it. I have a friend that's in Florida, and she's like, the people here are crazy. She worked at, like, I don't know, she was working at, like, one of those, like, really, like, Target, or, like, I don't know, like, TJ Maxx, or I don't know where she was working, but, like, one of those sort of places, and she was like, the customers are actually insane. Yeah. Don't carry much money. And look poor. Yeah, I guess that is how you do it. I guess that's true because a lot of places are also known for like being tourist traps, which makes sense. I guess makes sense. Going to California was a culture shock for me. Oh my god, from where? From Florida. Oh my god. My friends describe the US the exact same way. I literally have to walk female friends home sometimes and accompany them places for safety. Yeah! And that like sucks, you know? Like, why do we gotta live in a world where like I can't be a small girl and like walk outside? Like, I'm an adult, I swear.
I always feel like so looked at when I go into like bars here because like I'm pretty sure people assume I'm like really young, but like no one would card me here because like the drinking age is pretty young anyway, so I don't think anyone would card me. But like I'm really short and like I'm really short and I look really young, so like walking into places is always really awkward because everyone like turns and they're like hello, like everyone like I feel like everyone's looking at me. Like maybe I could be just like overly self-conscious, but like I feel like everyone's looking at me. New England. Oh, so like did you feel like it was like safer in California? Is that it? The cases, I feel so like looked at, and I hate being looked at, you guys. You guys know this. I don't like being looked at. Like, don't look at me. Don't look at me. Yeah, I don't know. I feel in the States too, though. I will say that in the States too, I feel very looked at when I went to bars because I look like a child and I get carded. I have to get carded every single time I want to go anywhere. Yeah. A smart child won't say people are monsters. Oh, it rings a true a little too much in recent years. Yeah, that's true. A lot of homeless in California, but they're real nice, the homeless people. I guess I've had a few like okay experiences with like maybe they weren't homeless though. I've had a lot of people like talk to me at like the bus stop. They're like, I don't know, like making small talk is fine and I totally don't mind it, and I would rather you make small talk with me than like look menacing or something. But yeah, there's a lot of homeless where I'm from too, but like a lot of them are a little bit, I don't know. They like really want money and stuff. I remember every time I went into Chinatown, not every time, but a lot of times I went into Chinatown, I would be asked for money. Like, sorry, like, I don't have any cash on me. Walmart employee, your customers are crazy. All the stereotypes are true. Oh no. Yeah, retail sounds like really bad. I don't know. I would not want to do retail. It's a culture shock just traveling within California. The mountains, Sacramento, the Bay, LA are way different than each other. I've heard that from like Californians or whatever. NorCal and SoCal are like very different. When is my microphone gonna come? Depending on when my microphone comes, we can play another stream. Probably Monday. Or probably Gorilla or something on Monday. Yeah. Maybe chat, maybe work, something like that. We'll see. I want to sing too. I haven't sang recently, and I'm the itch. I'm itching. Itching to sing, so maybe we'll test out with my mic, with my mic, test out my mic with a little bit of unarchived or something. I don't mind talking to homeless people. My pockets are just as empty. The only difference I would place to go like, yeah. I don't mind either, as long as we're just having a conversation, you know. Nobody has cash to see either. That's true. That's very true. Looking forward to it. Yes, I will. So I will be, yes, I'll stream again on Monday, probably Monday night, depending on when the mic gets here, actually. If it gets here too late, no, I might stream even if it's late. We'll see. We'll just test out the mic quickly, so it might not be too long, but if it works, maybe it'll be longer. We'll see. I don't know. But yeah, I think I'm gonna head to bed because I have to like actually do my homework tomorrow. Or today, technically today, but I've gotta do my homework. So I think I'm gonna wrap up the tweeter space. Toronto's really safe. We speak English. We got free healthcare, pets or rental homes. That's awesome. Part of me is like, maybe I should move to Canada. We should move to Canada someday. Canada seems like really nice. Maybe someday, if I can get residency or something. Or I could just travel back and forth for a few months. I don't know. Wish so much for coming all day. Thank you. Yeah, I will tomorrow. Well, the mic, I don't think the mic's gonna come tomorrow, so I won't be streaming. Or tomorrow as in today, but like Monday. Monday, I will. Oh, yeah. But I won't. Oh, God, I'm going out on Monday. I'm going out on Monday. But yeah, I should be okay. I should be okay. Plus, I need to, like, I kind of realize, like, I don't know. I need to tire myself out in order to sleep at night. So I think I'll be okay. Night night. Thanks for coming, everyone. Good luck on getting to sleep. Oh, thank you. Thanks for hanging out, you guys. Thank you. And I will be seeing you on Monday after I do my homework tomorrow. Good night. Oh, thank you. Have a good night, everyone. Best of luck. Oh, you can do it. Thank you. I will try my best. I have a lot of assignments to do tomorrow, but hopefully they shouldn't take like that much effort. They're not like, I don't think it's anything super crazy tomorrow, so rest days if you can. Yeah, I will. If I finish early enough tomorrow, I will try to do a space again tomorrow. If not, you'll know what happened to me. Thanks for the chat. Well, good night. Thank you, Stormy. Thanks for being in the chat, looking out. Bye, everyone. Thank you. See you maybe tomorrow, perhaps. If I do my homework early enough. If I don't, you will know because I will not have a space, and you can say to yourself, "Oh, we did not get her homework done in a timely manner." So. Thanks for chatting, Ellie. Thank you for chatting, everyone. Hope your school goes well. Thank you. What's the word, everyone? I'll see you again tomorrow, maybe, and if not, definitely Monday night. Bye-bye. I love you all. Thank you for listening to me rant and talk about everything that's happening in my life. I love you very much, and I will see you again tomorrow or the next day. Bye-bye. Bye. Hope tomorrow.